Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of the Currently Nerdy Podcast. We're a political, comedic, social, and current events podcast. Basically, we give you a nerdy outlook on what's going on in the world today, and we're here to take over the world with our nerd imperium, so I'll hail the Currently Nerdy Empire. Fuck you. Don't hail. I don't want your hails.
Salty.
Piece of shit. We give this podcast to you free every week on currentlynerdy.com and on iTunes, so please feel free to rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast to all your friends, family members, and loved ones, because you don't really love someone until you've spread the gospel that is Currently Nerdy. Hallelujah, holla back, lil homie, amen. Fuck you. Fuck you too. Anyways, we give this podcast to you free every week. No, I already said that. We are the hosts.
You literally have one job.
Yeah, you guys ruined it.
You don't come prepared. You don't know anything about the topics we discuss. Your one job is to introduce us, and you fail miserably regularly.
Well, this V had his mic on when I first introduced us. This wouldn't be a problem, god damn it. Piece of shit. You ruined my train of thought. You guys know I can't do it over
he's
again.
He's literally the locked doors guy. He can't handle it. I can't. He locked a door and he's like, he's done.
Baby Joker.
God damn it.
Is that what his name is?
Baby Joker. Joker.
You're a baby Joker.
Fuck you guys.
You've got like the attention span of a muskrat.
Yeah, what are we? All right. We are the hosts of this magnificent, illustrious, award-winning, Grammy-nominated, Academy Award-winning, before Leonardo DiCaprio podcast. My name is Diz, and I am your pop culture and sports nerd, which means I can tell you that Cameron Newton arrived at Santa Clara with some pants that were in the form of a zebra. They were $1,200 Versace jeans.
At some point, you get to that point where like high fashion is just stupid. Yeah. I mean, I enjoy high fashion.
Zebra print, bitches.
I'm particularly fond of London fashion, for example. But sometimes you just, like, it goes to the point where you're like,
You know, there's a difference between fashion and there's a difference between style.
Yeah, style. You know, I like style. Style and fashion are two
fashion, I'm like, things. Stop. His jeans sold out in, like, 15 minutes after, like, he showed up on the
of course,
runway.
And they'll be cool for 18 minutes, and then all of a sudden someone move on.
All those people that spent, how was it?
Like $1,200.
$1,200? You fools.
Yeah. Anyways, now on to the man who will call you foolish and make you fall asleep while he speaks. Ali!
My name is Ali A. Elomi, and for the record, no one has ever fallen asleep in any of my classes because I'm interesting. I am the bald bard, and I am into things that are nerdy before nerdy was cool. I bring you the background information and the knowledge about all the topics we discuss because I like to keep you educated.
V.
Good evening, friends. This is V-Tran, a.k.a. Threat Level Yellow, the lovable fellow. I'm here to cover the things like movies, video games, travel, food, and all the things that Lee and Diz do not.
So, I had a pretty good weekend. I don't know what you guys fucking did this weekend. I went to San Francisco and got my dance on.
Conferencing.
Yeah. Well, I went to the AAC... Quick shout out, Afghan American Conference launch party.
How'd that go? I've been meaning to ask.
It went really well. I
miss everybody.
Me and my boy Reza Hisabi.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah, we.
Not, but you saw him literally a month ago.
I know, but we led a freaking breakout session. It was me and him.
What were the breakout sessions about?
Yeah, they're just asking like, what's your vision for the Afghan American community? What role does AAC play?
So kind of like the same questions we did at the reunion.
Yeah, basically.
So a follow up to
that. Yeah, and then what stigmas do you hear about the Afghan American community, and what can we do to fix it?
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
Better have mentioned education.
No, I said what we could do to help the Afghan American community is murder Ali A. Elomi because he is a piece of shit and I hate his voice and I hate his bald head and his stupid goatee.
Diz, I'm the only reason you're alive.
Why are you so hateful today?
He's hateful because he's a loser.
Oh,
loser. He's what Donald Trump would call a loser.
I'm a good guy. You quoted Donald Trump, you lose.
I did. Everything. Really. He's a loser.
How dare you?
There is no one remembers who comes in second place.
Well, he came in second place.
That was a quote of his from a year ago.
Imagine that.
He was gracious. He's like, I'm very flattered to be second place.
Poetic justice.
Yeah.
Came in second.
I don't know. Cruz isn't that much better, though.
No, I hate Cruz.
Yeah. Yeah.
You saw the tweet I sent out.
Oh, yeah.
I was cry laughing the whole time.
I retweeted. Didn't I retweet that?
Oh, did you?
I retweeted it, yeah.
What did your tweet say?
Said that this is me when I saw that Trump lost and... And Cruz won.
It was just you crying?
It was like from Parks and Rec.
Uh-huh.
The guy goes, I'm so happy, but I'm so sad. It's a good one.
I like it. I like
it's a good
it.
GIF.
I like it. Yeah. Cruz is a piece of shit.
He's a sociopath.
Dude, his fucking own child doesn't like him. Yes. Yeah,
this has got to be the most uncomfortable video of all time.
Yeah, everything that that man does is uncomfortable. Yeah, but
you saw his video of him and his family,
yeah,
right?
It's creepy.
It's really creepy. It's super creepy.
And then didn't Trevor Noah put like horror music behind it or something? Yeah, like,
he's one of those guys that, he's like on a whole nother level of creepy.
He's a Latino Canadian who's against immigration in the U.S. I don't understand it. This makes no sense.
Yeah, but there's, you know, there's a 6% of Muslims support Trump.
What?
It's true. It's a real fact.
Who?
I don't know.
My uncle?
There are those people out there that you're like, what?
Yeah.
My uncle refers
to... When I meet black Republicans. Like, what are you doing? Ben Stop Benton? It.
Ben, what is his name?
You're something, confused.
Something Steele? Something Steele. Wasn't he like a big black Republican?
Oh, yeah, Michael Steele.
Michael Steele. Him and Ben Carson. Ben
Steele, Jesus.
No, I said Ben Carson and something Steele.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Michael Steele.
Yeah. Michael Steele.
Ben Carson, yeah. Whenever I meet Ben Carson, I'm like, dude, you got federal government aid to go to school, and now you want to cut all that shit.
Yeah, weren't you on welfare as a child, Ben Carson?
That guy's a piece of shit through and through.
Well, I noticed, you know, if you realize that, like, he was gaining momentum for a while because he was saying crazy shit. And then all of a sudden people realized he was black, so his approval rating went down again.
But we all know how Republicans vote.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
Republicans in places like North Carolina, Iowa,
South Carolina,
Virginia.
I know.
Although I guess they were really surprised that Rubio got third in the caucus.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Rubio likely.
You think so?
Yeah. Cruz is just so unlikable.
That's true. I mean, his own people don't even like
him. His own people. He is. I mean, if his own daughter doesn't like him. Yeah. And as much as we joke about that, he is considered to be the most unlikable guy in politics.
Well, wasn't there talk that Republicans would actually crash? They would actually crash the nomination.
Yeah. There's a theory. It's a bit of a, like, we're not sure if it's 100%. It's based off of anonymous spokesmen within the RNC that said that what they are willing to do is let Cruz get the nomination knowing that he'd lose. Because Cruz, there's no way people will vote for Cruz. Like, America as a whole, right? He's just too extreme, right? When they vote, when America wants Republicans, they're like compassionate conservatives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So George W. Bush, his father, Reagan. I mean, if you look at the immigration debate between Bush and Reagan, they're talking about amnesty. They're talking about, like, we don't want to see crying kids taken out. Right?
Yeah.
Whereas now they're like, we're building walls.
Yeah.
We're setting them on fire. Throw them over with catapults.
And what was that? What was Cruz's thing? It's all like, we're going to bomb them until the sand glows or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. We're
like,
going to bomb them until the sand glows.
What the fuck, man?
It's literally only at the RNC will you get resounding applause to carpet bombs.
You know, when he said that.
Something that's considered to be unethical by nearly every country. I was talking to this with a friend of mine, right? Who's from Europe. And she was just like, we just think you guys are completely unethical.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hurtful. That's stupid. Unethical.
Yeah, that's worse.
That's worse. I mean, it's one thing being stupid, but you guys are unethical. You guys are proud of violence.
There's a lot of people.
Like, we know
exactly what's going on. Yeah. But, like, yeah, but they just choose
to do it. Like, Britain's a fascinating example. Like, for us, every president has to do this kind of beating of the chest thing.
Yeah.
Like, even Obama. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Obama finished his, like, State of the Union address with, like, we are the greatest country of all time. You know, he did this, this, like, my dad is going to beat your dad up type shit. Like, Americans have to constantly do that. Whereas in Britain, you don't see that very often. In fact, in Britain, they were just having a debate about whether they're going to get rid of Trident or not. Like, they're not going to. Trident's the nuclear weapon. And I saw the blank look of stupidity cross your face.
I was confused. I should
clarify.
Trying to get rid of Trident gum? Why would they get rid of gum?
It's their nukes. Right?
Uh-huh.
The nuke system. They're not going to, right? But they're willing to have the conversation. Like, they're very comfortable talking about that. But I bet you right now, if you had a president who said that he was going to get rid of our nukes, the dude would be laughed out of
public. Well, they tried to a couple years ago, or to basically disarm a lot of our nukes because we don't have them. We don't have the capability to take care of them properly.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, I think it was John Oliver who was talking about it, where it's like they showed the amount of people that actually showed up, and there was 5 people there.
Yeah,
to actually,
it's like, considered you don't touch the military in the U.S.
Yeah, but it's like when you actually look at the history of how many times we've had mishaps that could have been catastrophic if the nukes happened to go off.
But Three Mile Island and shit.
We're not very good when it comes to, like, our discourse is really stilted about certain things. So this is why, like, Trump and Cruz shouldn't are not possible in other countries.
No.
Not in a lot of countries. There are some countries that are possible.
Like, Rubio's bad, but he's not as bad
no,
as...
No, Rubio's pretty bad.
But he's not as bad as Cruz or Trump.
He's just more likable than Cruz. That's the only difference.
Yeah, he quoted Jay-Z when he was filibustering once.
He's just more likable. Yeah. He's still an asshole through and through.
Yeah, but...
Here's the thing, though. The rumor is that they're willing to let Cruz get the nomination, mm-hmm. right? Knowing that he'll lose miserably. So that will take him out of office for good, right? Like, because mm-hmm. he's like, that's it. Like, break his ego. And then they're like, we're good as an opposition party. We'll lose the presidency, but we'll... storm the midterm elections.
Yeah, so they basically want to control Congress and shit.
Which is what they do rather well. Like, this is what the Republicans have defined themselves during the Obama administration as the opposition party, mm-hmm. right? So they've never offered any real solutions, but they have offered incessant critique.
Yeah.
Right? And they're very open about it. Like, we're very good as opposition.
Yeah.
Right? They're not very good at leading anything, but they're very good at obstructing. And they generally, historically, Republicans win midterm elections. They do really well.
Yeah.
It's older voters usually come out during that time.
So our generation refuses to vote unless we feel like we can get the glory of something.
Yeah. And also movements that kind of bring presidencies into power, like Obama's, mm-hmm. they tend to fizzle out.
Yeah.
They tend to fizzle out. They're not sustainable. The kind of movements that used to exist that had a lot of energy to them. Now we have like social media, so we get distracted instantly.
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, we can't really have like JFK's Camelot, really, no. can we?
So we'll like elect a president, but this
is Avalon or is it Camelot?
It's Camelot.
Camelot, okay, yeah.
Once he gets elected, we're like, okay, we're done.
Yeah, lolcats. Yeah, really. Going back to lolcats.
Yeah, none of this like, well, we're going to go for the midterm election.
Wow, why the fuck's
we don't even know who our senators are and whatnot.
So. Barbara Baxter. Is that right?
Barbara Bush.
Barbara Baxter.
Boxer.
Boxer. Whatever. Yeah. She's a senator.
And Feinstein, whose husband is in charge of the UCs, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Kill him.
He's a military industrial capitalist.
Uh-huh.
Mm. He sold weapons, and now he's the head of, he's part of the Regency Council of.
So he makes money off of bullets and the death of children and stuff.
Yeah, and he's also currently pushing for to ban any discussions of the BDS on campus.
The divestment?
Yeah, the divestment. So it's like anyone who even talks about it can be hit with legal troubles by
him. I thought that meant beat down society.
No. What? Boycott, divestment, divest investment? No.
Divestment.
Divest sanctions. Divest and sanctions.
It might as well be called sanctions. Beat down society.
Yeah. They say it's anti-Semitic.
It's an economic movement. It's not too different from what South Africa faced. When South Africa had apartheid, they did the same kind of boycotting, divesting, and sanctioning it until it economically hurt it enough to change. So this is a growing movement against pro-Palestinian groups. It has anti-Semitic elements to it, mm-hmm. the BDS movement. In general, it is meant to be an economic thing. But there are some elements of it that are kind of extreme.
Yeah, you have people singing, throw the Jew down the well.
I don't know about that.
So my country can be free.
Nope.
You must grab him by his horns.
Stop it!
Then we have a big party.
Dude, that's a reference from a movie from years ago.
Yeah,
that's
first
from a
movie. It's
from a TV show from years ago.
Ali G?
Borat, yeah. In the Ali G show.
I'm just going to say it right now. You're not as cool as you think you are.
Didn't he sing that Jew Down the Well thing in the movie?
I think it was in the TV show also.
Well, on the TV show. He didn't sing it in the movie.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It was so long ago. You're such a loser for saying it.
Why? This is funny.
I'm going to keep using the Trump.
I'm like a nice.
You get the hand motion too.
Yeah.
You're a loser.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm voting for a Jewish guy. Does that make me non-anti-Semitic?
He almost won. Virtual tied with Clinton.
Well, they had to flip some coins and shit. That was
I actually didn't know that this was completely new to me. I didn't know that you flipped a coin when this happened.
What kind of weird ass shit is this?
Yeah, how did we go back to the 18th century?
This is how I
voting.
That's how classic, I resolve right there.
Who's gonna go and get the food from Del Taco?
This is how you determine who goes first on the basketball court in high school. You know, like it's not a particularly sophisticated system. We have all this new technology.
I know, but you know,
coin toss.
But you don't need anything more sophisticated than a coin toss.
But I just want to know, is like, how is it democratic if we leave it up to Lady Luck or the one ref that knows how to flip a coin because he puts it heads up? I wonder if they have like a coin expert that comes in, a flip coin expert, like that. You know how they can rig votes and they have all these have to rig a coin. What is that? What do they have that one guy who's like a specialist? His family from the 18th century on.
I've been a coin flipper.
Is it expert how to flip it so it always lands on heads?
How I Met Your Mother, another reference to an old show, old show now anyway. They had the game show $1 Million Heads or Tails that Robin Scherbowski was the coin flip bimbo on.
Oh yeah.
And Alex Trebek was the host of it.
I remember that. I'm just telling you, they must be
heads or tails.
There's got to be one expert that does it.
That's according to our statisticians, you have a 50% chance of it being tails or heads.
And that's how they decided Clinton.
She won 3 delegates that way.
Yeah.
Those 3 delegates, had she not won, would have gotten to Bernie Sanders, who would have then won Iowa.
Yeah, well, it was a virtual tie. He was 0.2 away from a complete tie.
It's good though. It signifies the fact that because people, it's the kind of the same mantra. It's like I like Bernie, but I don't think he can win.
Yeah,
but this very much shows that yes,
he can win.
Yeah, with enough push, he can win.
Not just can he win, but this is a man who should, according to all pollsters and political logic, should have lost big time to her.
In Iowa? Yeah.
And not just in Iowa, in all of these
contests. No, New Hampshire, he's
killed. Yeah, in New Hampshire, obviously, right? Yeah. But I'm saying in general, he should have lost simply because he doesn't have the name recognition.
No, he's grassroots, bro. Yeah,
he's a grassroots guy. He's an old socialist Jew, right?
Yeah. Frumpy.
Like, so he should technically not win. Mm-hmm. Clinton was considered to be, like, hands down, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a nail biter. You know, everyone had her several points ahead. Even her campaign felt very confident. They should walk away from this very uncomfortable.
Yeah, if you asked me 6 months ago who was going to be running for, like, the Democratic
virtual tie,
I'd have been like, Clinton, maybe Biden, I don't know.
Yeah, a virtual tie for Clinton is a hit. Now, a lot of pundits are trying to spin it, and I've seen, like, oh, this was a big win for her. I'm like, it's not. That's a barely made it.
Yeah,
she should be very uncomfortable. She should, because it shows how vulnerable she is as a. Because
she's gonna lose New Hampshire, like, by a lot.
But they say that North Carolina is gonna go her way no matter what.
South Carolina
or South Carolina, whatever the Carolinas it is.
South Carolina.
One of them is gonna go to her no matter what. She's actually technically a Southern Democrat. It's like the Southern Democrats like her a lot. This kind of old school.
Yeah, I don't much care for her personally. Yeah. I don't really care for Hillary Clinton. But
I don't like either candidate perfectly, but I would say I align more with Bernie Sanders than I do with Clinton.
Yeah.
There's a lot wrong, but I'm not a Bernie stan. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
There's like these people that are blinded by him. They don't see all his other flaws.
Hold, I think it's hilarious though. It's like, Bernie, how is it that Sanders, a old Jewish guy has become this like this demagogue of sorts?
Dude,
for people,
it's kind of a weird. What happened to the Democrats too? Yeah. It's like we went from a young black man to 2 old white people.
Yeah, it's one of them's a Jew.
Yeah, true, but it's like, but it comes down to it. We're really fucked up on the diversity thing.
Yeah, it's a Jew or a woman.
It's the way Bernie talks. It's just very comforting to me.
He's the crazy old uncle.
Yeah, I like it. We should not put our children in debt for wanting to get an education.
He's always angry too.
Yeah, I know.
It's Wall Street. We've been paying for Wall Street for years. It's time for them to pay us back.
He's probably the most jiffable candidate I've ever seen. He's fantastically jiffable because he's like, no one's ever taught him to be like politically, like how to handle himself. So like when there's a moment where like someone was talking about it and he makes this face like, what the fuck? It's like really one of the best jiffable moments of all time.
I love it.
He's very like, you can read him easily when he's like unhappy with it. He's like, he just shakes his head. He's not. You know, because when they get trained, they're told, like, don't look at your watch, don't shake your head, don't sigh.
Yeah.
People said that's what lost it for Gore, right? Is like when Gore Bush were debating, is that Gore gave off this, like, horrible, like, this sigh, and it made him seem very arrogant and like, just not willing to debate this dumbass Bush. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Biden does it.
Biden doesn't do the sigh. Biden does weird gaffes.
He's like a laugh. He laughs. He smiles.
He does weird shit.
Yeah. Biden just knows the
weird motherfucker.
I love Biden.
He's another one. He's a crazy Uncle Joe, right?
Yeah.
There's another one of those crazy people.
But he's likable.
He's very likable. These are the people that whoever the professional pundit people are that handle image, right? Like the PR stuff. They hate these two.
Yeah.
They must be like, these are our worst nightmare.
Well, they're like wrenches in everyone's plan.
I'm really like, whenever Biden goes on the campaign trail, there's someone out there that just sits there and prays.
Yeah.
For God,
Please, you know, don't let him say anything.
You know, his pundits look like what presidents look like after the 8 years. Yeah, it's like President Warren's probably got like gray hair. George W. Bush is all like wrinkled and like destroyed. And the pundits for Joe Biden, they worked there for a year and a half, and they're just like, oh shit.
Joe Biden has to stress out. Whoever is like his handler must be stressing constantly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they're like, please don't let him speak to the media. Please don't let him say anything off. Because he does. Remember when they signed the, I think it was healthcare, was it? He reached over, he's like, it's a big fucking deal. He's always saying shit.
I love it.
Yeah, but he's very, like a lot, even the Republicans really like him, don't they?
He's
likable.
He's an old school politician in that he does the shake hands in the hallway type.
Yeah.
Right. And that's something that's died out in the Beltway.
Yeah, it's like more kind of like gang warfare style now. It's you don't even associate with the other side.
It's just this weird partisanship. But back in the day, and Biden is a representative, you learn to compromise.
Yeah.
And he is an example of that. He goes out, he shakes hands, he smiles, and he's friends with Boehner.
Yeah.
Right? And he always teases Boehner about being...
About crying?
About being... No, not about crying, but being friends, right? Yeah. It's like, it's going to hurt your reputation being friends with me. That's just how Biden is. Everyone kind of likes him.
Yeah.
He's crazy, and the Republicans go after him.
Yeah.
I mean, the debate with Paul Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
That's malarkey.
And he's laughing. While Paul Ryan is sitting there speaking, he's just sitting there smiling and chuckling to himself.
Yeah. Shaking his head. Supposedly that was bad for like Obama because they made it seem like he was too arrogant.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is?
People felt sorry for Paul Ryan.
It actually worked out really well because what happened is that it reinvigorated the base. Like you're not supposed to technically do that, right?
Yeah.
But after Obama's really lackluster performance in the first debate,
it was terrible.
Biden came out swinging, and that helped re-galvanize. They even called it out. He's like, I know that you have to work really hard to make up, for last debate. But there's a reason he did that, I think. It was a very calculated decision to come out very aggressive. It worked, though. It worked in his defense.
I love me some Biden.
Biden's an interesting character. But Sanders is the same thing, right? Hey,
Bernie's my homeboy, bro.
He's just kind of like, whoever handles him is always like, oh, God. Yeah. Right, stop making that face. Stop looking like you look upset at Thanksgiving dinner. Like someone invited a young conservative. Like you found out your niece is dating a young conservative. He looks like that all the time. Like he's arms across.
Distressful.
He's just like, when I was your age.
Yeah.
I've never seen a man hate Wall Street as much as him. He fucking hates him.
Everything he does comes down to income inequality. Yeah. Pretty
he's a that's really his big Marxist. Thing.
Is like,
he's a traditional
But the Marxist. Thing I think is what people really draw to him is the fact that I think people are so jaded by politics now.
It's anti-establishment, yeah.
Yeah, because he is so straightforward with what he says.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and you know, I don't know whether or not he's actually going to go through with the things that he says. He's well, but
he's become more mainstream as the campaign has gone on.
But it's like it's the same thing with Trump. Was everyone's like, oh, I love it. He doesn't have a filter, and you know, he's allowed to say all the things that we want to say.
He doesn't have a filter. Yeah. He's just bullshitting though. Trump and Sanders. The difference between them is that Trump lies, like outright lies. People are always like, oh, he tells the truth. They're like, no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He consistently lies. He goes from, in one thing, talking shit about Hillary Clinton. There's this fantastic video by Colbert where it's Trump debating Trump.
Have
you seen it?
Yeah, oh my God.
It's really funny. He basically goes, like, here, this is what this guy is. There's nothing about him telling the truth. It's just him being a racist, saying what you want to say, but you can't.
Yeah, you got to be politically correct.
Well, there was a great tweet that went, I don't remember exactly what it said, but it's like, if you can't even handle Megyn Kelly, you can't even handle Megyn Kelly insulting you, how are you going to be able to handle like another country insulting you and all this other crap? Like,
and then when Bernie, I want to go back to Megyn Kelly in a second, but when Bernie Sanders lost by like less than 1%, someone tweeted out, yet again, Bernie Sanders has been screwed over by the 1%. That was such a fantastic tweet.
That was
really good.
I love it.
That was a good one. But can we take a moment and talk about Megyn Kelly? When the hell did Megyn Kelly become the moderate voice?
Can you take
a moment? Like, when did this happen?
Right? I'm
quite confused. Like, all of a sudden, she's in every magazine cover. She's like the new voice of conservatism and moderation at Fox News. I'm like, this is one of the most xenophobic wenches I've ever met in my life. She's on casual bigotry left and right. There's this one like vine of her, right, where she was during the debate that Trump sat out. She was talking about like the San Bernardino shooter. She's like, at which point do neighbors Do they need to like call it in? Why didn't they do something? They saw this guy. He was receiving packages. He was Muslim. It's like, wait, what? Today in casual bigotry, but somehow like the media has fallen in love with Megyn Kelly, right? The rise of the blonde conservatives. These like Tea Party neocon blondes, and everyone's just like, oh, she's
kind
of
hot.
She's the voice of moderation.
People want to bang her.
I'm like, have you heard what she says? Yeah, well, you see her with makeup.
Yeah, people want
to. You do realize how much makeup they wear.
I know, but people want to bang her. People
like there's makeup, and then there's like pundit makeup.
I don't know.
Pundit makeup is like cakes.
Rachel Maddow is beautiful.
Have you seen her without makeup? No. She's just an ordinary gal.
She's just Chandler Bing.
She's really just what? Kind of. She looks a little bit like Chandler.
Yeah, she does. You ever heard that before?
She does look a little bit like Chandler.
I have no idea.
Especially without makeup.
People used to confuse Matthew Perry and Rachel Maddow all the time.
Yeah. She's just a very ordinary gal, but like with makeup on, she looks...
She's a pretty lady.
The way they do it is like, if you ever want an example of this, go look up who Ed Schultz is, right? Mm-hmm. The beauty is that Ed Schultz has folds in his face. So you can see where the makeup ends and where the makeup starts. It's literally caked on. He's two different colors between his neck and his face. And that's how much makeup these pundits put on. Megyn Kelly literally puts on a mask before going home. If you see her without it, she's just an ordinary gal.
Speaking of evil women with a lot of makeup on.
Sarah Palin?
Elizabeth Banks just tweeted that she's going to play Rita Repulsa in Power Rangers.
What is that all
2017.
Yeah, she's going to play Rita Repulsa in the new Power Rangers. What's wrong with that?
No, I don't get, like, why Elizabeth Banks?
I'm not quite sure, but she's going to have those weird cone boobs and the funny headdress. She's going
to first of all, I want to know, how did they decide to make an Asian character white?
Well, they made Michael Jackson white.
Yeah, I know. Don't get me started on that. Fucking Joseph Fiennes playing Michael Jackson.
Well, I actually like Joseph
Fiennes. I love Joseph Fiennes as an actor. I think he's great, along with his brothers. I like all the Fiennes brothers.
Yeah, the Fiennes brothers.
You get it? That was a good one. Yeah. Who's actually in trouble right now?
The Fiennes brothers?
The Fiennes brothers, yeah.
Like the YouTubers?
Yeah.
Why? What'd they do?
Tried to copyright their React format, and it caused a big controversy. Huh. YouTube backlash. They lost 1 million subscribers.
Holy shit.
It's a huge backlash. Go look at their recent video. It's got like more thumbs down than... Oh, I don't know.
That sucks.
Trump has voters.
Well, that's not good. But yeah, I don't know. I'm okay with it.
I don't know. I don't see her
as an American version.
As a kind of a bad guy.
She was in like the Hunger Games. She played that weird person.
She wasn't a bad guy though. In that.
That's true, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. Rita Repulsa is pretty evil.
Yeah, but
I mean, okay. in a enjoyable way, but still.
Yeah. And you're going to send out her putties.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
I don't know if I see her as Rita Repulsa. I don't get it.
Whatever, man.
There's some weird choices.
Are you gonna get Oscar Isaac to play Ivan Ooze?
Same with Joseph Fiennes as Michael Jackson. That's a fucked
up. Well, right, the Jackson. Whole damn, what is it, the Gods of Egypt movie?
Oh my God. That makes me so upset. It was bad enough Exodus had seriously all white cast.
Yeah.
Now the Gods of Egypt all white.
We had the
white people
King Slayer on
there. They always look at Egypt. Like I'm always fascinated about like how Egypt. I was just recently at the museum.
Wasn't Charlton Heston? Didn't he play Moses?
Yeah, he played Moses. Yeah.
But that's right. Let my people go.
No, that's a different guy.
That's a different guy.
That's a guy from Britain's Got Talent.
Oh,
or X Factor. One of them. It was horrible.
What? I thought that was the one. Let my people go.
Yeah, but he doesn't sing it.
Oh, but still,
whatever. And what was I talking about?
Fiennes?
Gods of Egypt.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Gods of Egypt is what I was talking about, right? It's like, I was at LACMA recently. For anyone who doesn't know, LACMA is the LA County Museum of Art.
Yes.
Right? I was like, what the fuck is a C for? Who puts a C in there? It was a moment of like legit concern. And so I was at LACMA recently, and I went to the Egypt section, which is beautiful. It was the most busy, right? Of all the art sections, there was Islamic art, there was South Asian art, there was art of the Pacific, art of the Americas. Egypt was the busiest, right? Because there's this like fascination with Egypt in our world, right? Especially in the Western, we're obsessed with Egypt.
Because of Moses
and then it's
the Bible.
It's like the beginning of Western civilization. I've always been fascinated with this like Western imagination of Egypt. I think people forget Egypt was in Africa.
Yeah. People don't even know Egypt's in Africa now.
It's like it's not a particularly Western country. It never has been.
I've heard of this Egypt that where the pyramids are and the Sphinx.
The grain storage.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, yes, grain storage, yes. That's because they need that much grain
that to be stored in the giant ass pyramids.
I've heard of them. They got those like evil mummies and whatnot.
But I don't understand this like imagination of Egypt as part of white culture.
You know what it is? It's because Shakespeare did...
Cleopatra.
And then they made the movie with Cleopatra.
Yeah, but even before that, there was this like imagination of Egypt as part of Western civ.
Wait,
yeah.
Wasn't Elizabeth Taylor Cleopatra as well?
Yep.
Yeah. God damn it. Why are we whitewashing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Egyptians were black.
Yeah, right? Or brown at the very least.
At minimal least, but they were definitely black.
Yeah.
Dark. Have you seen Egyptians? Egyptians are like...
I've been to Egypt.
There's a, well, yeah, you were there for... You started a revolution in Egypt, didn't you?
I didn't mean to.
Fucking B shows up to Egypt, the revolution happens.
I was trying to get Bernie Sanders...
We're going
to
have the Vietnamese in here. We start the revolution.
I was trying to get Bernie Sanders elected over there.
It's because of you we have Al-Sisi now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're responsible for...
I was trying to bring in democratic socialism.
See, I don't understand it.
That's why they call me threat level yellow.
God.
That's a good one.
I enjoy that.
I just don't get how white. Like this is the nature of the flimsy nature of knowledge, right? Is that white people imagine Egypt? There's this like view of Egypt as white people living in palaces and pyramids and black people serving them. I'm like, I don't think it looked like the antebellum South.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Nice try. That's not Egypt. Look, Egypt has in Africa. It has black people.
Yes, and the brown folks.
Listen, you want to be careful though, you know, because next thing you know, they'll be poisoning the waters of the Nile.
Oh God!
God damn,
that's a disaster. Left and right.
Why? Why? You know why?
Is this the disaster episode? Is that what this is?
It's gotta be.
It's like our elections are decided by coin tosses. Yeah. Cruz is in this, wins the caucus. Like this is a disaster episode. Yeah.
The guy,
like everything that could go wrong has gone wrong.
Yes.
He literally, it's to save $15 million.
But this, if there's ever an evidence that you shouldn't elect Republicans, it's like just go and ask what they've done, right? Mm-hmm. They always go back to Reagan. Like, that's a while ago. Why don't we look at what Republicans have recently done? They let us into two fucking wars, right?
True.
Let's not forget about that. They poisoned the water supply.
Dude, it's so bad.
I mean, I always joke about Republicans being corrupt as fuck, and I mean, Democrats are too, don't get me wrong. You know, cutting funds to education, you know, doing all sorts of cutting corner shit, but that's a whole new level of evil.
Yeah, for what?
You poison the water supply.
Check this out. Here's the sick part. They told him for like $300 a day for 3 months that they could fix the lead problem because they knew this. They knew it was going to be a lead problem. People told him, like, there's this thing that
you're talking about Governor Snyder.
Governor Snyder. Course, they told Governor Rick Snyder. Yeah.
That's a good villain name, too, by the way.
Yeah. It sounds like fucking Snyders of Hanover. I'm not eating those pretzels anymore because of
I love those honey mustard pretzels. Are delicious.
Well, fuck, want them. Fuck the Snyder name. Fuck Dan Snyder, too. He owns the Redskins, which is another fucking racist-ass thing. Hmm. But anyways.
Is he a Republican?
Yeah. Has to be. He's a fucking multi-billionaire that owns a racist-ass team name.
Has to be a Republican.
It has to be. There's no going around that. But they told him, look, $300 a day, we put this chemical in, it gets rid of the lead, your people won't get poisoned. $9,000? Nah, fuck that. Let them get poisoned.
He is probably going to go down as the single most evil bastard in the world.
Yeah.
He poisoned his people.
Yeah. Did you see his interview on CNN?
I didn't actually.
Oh my God, this man's a sociopath.
Is he?
Oh, he's a piece of shit.
Wow.
Because the whole time he never implicates himself. He goes, it was a problem on government's part. Oh yeah, on government. Like you motherfucker.
He is the government.
Yeah, it's like you were the one that came in and pulled everyone out of office and put your own team in. You
took the mayor out and put in your own guy.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, well, it depends state by state. It's really tough to do, though, because mayors are elected officials. Yeah.
So basically what happened was they sourced originally from Lake Huron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they moved over to the Flint River, which basically was corrosive enough that all the lead pipes that went into the city would cause lead to seep in, causing – they've already established that there's been like 8 really serious cases and there's long-term effects for all the children in the city. People
died of Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah, Legionnaire's disease and all that stuff. And this, and like I said, the CNN interview, she's going – what do you say about it? He's like, well, you know, it's like, I know I caused the problem. Okay. And then he's like, people are telling you that you need to step down from office. And he refused. He said, no.
Yeah. He needs to go. He needs to be brought up on charges.
Yeah. He definitely needs to be brought up on charges.
People, I've seen like the injuries that people have like on their hands and their bodies from washing in this water. It's like,
well, I mean, look at the color of the damn water.
No, here's the sick thing. All right. They're trying to tell people like, they're trying to like make it seem like it's not, they're like, well, 9,600 children under the age of 6 have been exposed to it. Don't say 9,600. Say all of the children. That's how many children under the age of 6 there are in Flint, Michigan. It's 9,600.
It's 100%.
It's 100%. Don't just say this number. And like, and cops be like, oh, look, there's probably like 100 million of them. No, there's only 9,600 of them.
Yeah. Motherfucker, 9,600 of 9,600 is 100%.
Yeah. Like,
you didn't miss anyone.
You got every child under the age of 6 has been exposed to lead poisoning. Like, that is insane. That causes fucking brain problems. Like, yeah. Severe brain damage.
Yeah, but, and here's the sad thing, though, is, like, as much as this Flint crisis is horrible, it's been going on forever.
Since 2014.
And Al Jazeera broke it first.
Why does an Arab have to break it?
They broke... First of all, they're not Arab.
Al Jazeera is an Arab.
Yeah, they run by Qatar, but it's Al Jazeera America that broke it, but right? But still... They broke it first a year ago, over a year ago, and never got traction. The mainstream media didn't pick it up. And it isn't until recently that the Flint thing has been picking up. But that's what's sad about this entire thing, right? Yeah, this has been going on for a while. And it took this long for the media to go, okay, it's important enough for us to report on.
Yeah, like they sent a sample of the water to Professor Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech. Yeah. He's the guy who sued like DC for their water in the day. So he looked at this and was like, I can't believe there's that much lead in the water. This is the worst.
If you see the water is legitimately yellow. It looks like Gatorade.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Looks like fucked up Gatorade. And pissed in Gatorade.
They had the fucking mayor like take a drink of the water. Like, oh no, it's safe. Like, what? No.
I love how they did. It's not the governor. It's like, you drink it, asshole. You know, there's that corporate scapegoat. You know? Like, you drink it.
If the water was so safe to drink, then why the fuck did you guys spend over $400,000 getting water from Lake Huron back to Flint? Not for the people, but for General Motors, because that fucking water was corroding their fucking parts.
You know what we should do? What we should do, like a perfect poetic justice, is to make him drink that water for the rest of his life. Mm. Right? It's like he's not allowed to have fresh water. You drink this water. That's all you get. All his food, everything prepared with that water. That's what I call poetic. Why am I in charge of things?
87 people have come down with Legionnaire's disease.
That's fucked up.
They had zero prior to that. That's fucked up.
This leads me to the kind of question I want to ask you guys about the nature of information today, right? So I'm looking, it ties into kind of my Egypt point, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, how do we know what we know?
The white people.
Right? In general, knowledge, we talked about this a little bit before. There's this fantastic book for anyone who's interested. It's called The Info Glut. By Mark Andronovic. This guy wrote a book and he argues in it that pre-digital age, we lived in a system of called knowledge processing.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that we got information and then we had to process it. We had to learn it and it changed our views about things, right? So we either accepted, rejected, but we were forced to kind of confront facts.
Mm-hmm.
But with the rise of the digital age and new media and all this stuff, you're now... have what's known as an info glut, meaning there's too much information.
That's true.
And so what we do now is rather than process, we sort. So we're in the knowledge sorting stage. This means that we generally only look at stuff that...
Informational bias.
Yeah, informational bias that perpetuate our own stereotypes and bias. Now, we find that this is a particularly common trend on social media, that there was a recent study done where people were put on Facebook with like-minded people, right? Mm-hmm. And after an hour, they came out even more prejudicial and racist than they went in,
mm-hmm.
right? So like it has this perpetuating effect, right? So the Egypt thing is tied to this, right? So how do we know what we know? Why do we portray Egypt this way, even though Egypt is in fucking Africa, right?
Yeah.
But the Flint is also tied to this, right? It's like, why is it that it took social media to cover it?
But why does it take social media to cover a lot of things?
So this is the positive aspect of the info glut, right? Is that we get access to things like the Flint crisis. Before social media, we would have waited. We wouldn't have known about it because fucking CNN didn't cover it, because MSNBC didn't cover it, then Fox didn't cover it, right? So we would have no clue because we didn't have social media. On the same note, the same social media that is giving us Flint is also giving us B.O.B. and Tila Tequila claiming that the world is flat.
This is the source of B.O.B. and Tila Tequila, really? They're
astronomers. I'm just saying, though.
They're the major scientists of the world.
They're not scientists, but they're influential public figures who looked up some random website and then decided that they believed this thing and now are promoting. And people are backing that. So the flat earthers have come back. They've made a comeback.
What is this, fucking ancient Greece?
No, ancient Greece dispelled the myth.
They did.
They said the world is round.
Yeah. What is this bullshit?
Ancient Greece is on point, right?
Seriously.
So this is my question. Is like,
are we back in Sumeria?
What is the nature of information in the digital age that it produces kind of both of these things, right? I mean, we live in the age of conspiracy theory. We really do.
Because everyone's a fucking expert now.
Right? So the internet has made us so jaded with the MSM, mainstream media, because of things like this, right? Like it won't report on Flint, and it doesn't so for a year. So what does that leave us? When we do find out, we get jaded.
Yeah.
Right? We're like, what shows that the mainstream media is biased? It shows that it's incomplete. It shows that it doesn't give us accurate information.
So that's why
we don't believe it. As a result, we end up going to the point of going, that must mean the earth is flat. I've been lied to.
9/11 was an inside job. Yeah.
We go to that extreme, right? So it's justifiable for us to feel skeptical, mm-hmm. right? That's it. But it's like skepticism run rampant.
I blame the old as gold policy.
What is that?
Well, like everything that's older. It's all cool people decide that going back in time before shit was, you know, modern was the better thing to do.
So what, like this paleo diet and shit?
Of course. Well, no. First of all, paleo diet's bullshit.
You would. He would bring up the paleo diet.
You brought it up, technically.
But that's what he wanted to do.
No. Okay.
Old is gold. I use it in reference to the Romans because the Romans believed that anything that was old was gold.
It's these same motherfuckers who went, okay, well, you know, the white slave-owning landowner males who started this country, we need to get back to what that was. You know, we need to get back to that
because that was a great time.
Because that was the perfect way to
make America great again.
Yeah. You know, this motherfucker B.O.B. and Tila Tequila, they decided that, you know, old is gold, so they went to fucking 16th century Catholic church beliefs.
Before that,
Tila Tequila, if you read her timeline, is crazy.
Well, why is Tila Tequila?
She's talking about like how she's a god and all that type of stuff.
Listen. Tila Tequila is the same girl who had a show on MTV called A Shot at Love where she was dating both men and women because she couldn't decide who she wanted to fall in love with and ended up with nobody.
First of all, that's by erasure, so screw you.
No, she just didn't have... It was a fucking make-believe show.
Yeah, she's... But don't erase the fact that she's bisexual.
I know, it's fine, but...
Tell me it's fine. Go fuck yourself.
She ended up with nobody.
Preferably with a horse cock.
She ended up with nobody and then ended up dating Sean Merriman of the San Diego Chargers, who ended up beating her or some shit. Or she beat him, actually.
Oh.
She started throwing shit at his head, right? Mm. Ruined his football career because no one wanted him anymore because they're like,
you're hit in the head?
No. We don't want this baggage. You're crazy.
Yeah. You know, plus, you know, he couldn't catch any of the stuff that she was throwing at him.
He was a linebacker. He wasn't supposed to catch any. He was supposed to tackle people. Then... She went on to do a
whatever
sex
that means.
She went on to do a sex tape.
Okay,
she
okay.
Claims wasn't leaked, but she leaked herself.
First of all, let's stop shaming this woman. I'm just saying
her sex tape was pretty good, though.
First of all, stop shaming.
It's both guys.
I'm and just girls, saying right? What I'm saying again. Stop it.
Good. Wow. Right? What I wanted. What a best of both worlds.
I think Diz just came out on live on air.
What do you mean?
As bi.
No, I saw her being bi. I got to see lesbian porn and regular porn.
I'm just
porn.
Saying.
It was good.
You said the best of both worlds.
Yeah. So for porn, you get lesbian and regular.
I think we just heard here first, live and currently nerdy.
No, don't try to fucking...
But stop shaming her. What I really want to point out is that this woman is a really kind of a nobody. But she like went crazy on Twitter. If you go follow her timeline, she's a nutcase. But B.O.B. also believes it. They make the arguments like, if you can't prove to me why the horizon isn't curved, right? Then shut up. Yeah. Don't talk to me, right?
Yeah.
Now, this takes knowledge to that point, right? This takes skepticism, I should say, to that point, right? It's perfectly fine to be skeptical about any type of information that you receive. This is something that we as historians accept. Every source that we read, we accept that, okay, there's a bias to it. They may be lying. Uh-huh. They may be whatever, right? We accept that. But we also understand that you can glean some knowledge from it. But we've now come to the point, maybe because of that info glut, right, that leads us to be skeptical about mainstream media and mainstream forms of knowledge. We've come to that point where everything now is based off of our own prejudices and beliefs. So we'll believe anything.
Yeah.
As long as it fits our
narrative.
But if it doesn't,
it's false.
Then it's false.
Yes.
Well, you know, okay, so B.O.B. tweeted, no matter how high in elevation you are, the horizon is always eye level. Sorry, cadets. I didn't want to believe it either.
Yeah. Okay.
He also said he's going against like the world's most valuable liars. They've been lying to you for 5,000 years.
Yeah, but, again, the question is why?
Yeah, why would anyone get, what do you get out of saying, oh, the world is a sphere or the world is flat? What difference does it make?
Yeah, you get nothing out of it. Yeah. Like who, you know, these motherfuckers at NASA are making all this money off of us sellers here.
But here's the question that like it leads to, right? Is like we laugh at that. But it's pretty acceptable in Congress to deny climate change.
Yeah, it's true.
So you see what I'm saying? You see where I'm getting with this?
He'll laugh at that too.
You see where I'm getting with this? It's like we've come to this point where there's the skepticism is there's mainstream or acceptability of it, right? So climate change, which is supported by the majority of climate scientists, right? Uh-huh. Is considered a conspiracy theory.
But listen, Ali, I went outside and it's cold and I'm in California. There's no such thing as global warming. If anything, it's cold. It was colder today than it was 3 days ago.
If anyone who's been in Southern California can attest to the fact that fucking season has literally moved.
It didn't get cold months. Till yesterday.
Yeah, it's moved several months. We had summer and spring weather all through winter.
It's global colding.
It's what?
Global colding.
Oh my god.
I'm telling you, I was in San Francisco. There was hail.
We saw the same thing with like Obama, right? Obama getting elected. All of a sudden people were putting up pictures of like temporary coffins or emergency coffins.
Yeah, to kill
these
the soldiers.
Mass produced coffins that are like made out of Teflon or some shit like that. And they're like, look, pictures from FEMA. Obama's planning mass murder of America.
Oh, God, yeah.
And they were put
the
forth
damn meme culture fact, bullshit. Right?
So we have meme culture. We have conspiracy theory culture. And we have all of this rooted in becoming more and more mainstream. When someone like B.O.B. tweets something like that, we can laugh and say he's crazy. But then you look at his Twitter followers and you go,
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, he also put up a picture. Yeah. It's him. It's just him like on like on the top of a mountain or something. And he's like, the two cities behind me are 17 miles apart. Where is the curve? Please explain this. As if he expects there to be an actual curve.
Yeah.
Like the
Tyson,
curve.
Donald, Neil deGrasse Tyson really
just reamed it on him.
Reamed him on this one and explained that how this works because of relativity. Right?
No, the best thing Tyson said was at the end, dude, to be clear, being 5 centuries regressed in your reasoning doesn't mean we all still can't like your music.
Yeah,
okay. He made him look like a fool, but he's like, you still produce music. It's okay. Yeah,
but this is the question that I'm led to is skepticism of authority. I'm all behind. I can get behind that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my question is the internet making us dumber?
I don't know.
Is meme culture making us dumber? Is it producing more racism? Is it producing more conspiracy theories? Is it producing more ignorance? Or have we always been like that? I mean, technically, if you think about like as a historian, I recognize that. Of all accumulated knowledge, less than 10% survives
mm-hmm.
of the past. And of that 10%, I have access to 10% of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't have access to the 100% of that 10%.
Yeah.
I have access to 10% of 10%.
Well, 100% of
you know what I mean?
Children under the age of 6 in Flint, Michigan are exposed.
So this is what I'm saying. It's like, is it just that's just the nature of life has always been like that? That ignorance is – or are we living in some type of unique – system that perpetuates ignorance.
I think it's unique because let's look back to like the Planned Parenthood like debate, right? Right. So there was that hoax video of people selling body parts.
He's now, by the way, been indicted.
The governor, the guy who was like,
yeah, he's being indicted.
The guy made the video,
as he should.
He's a Newporter, right? He's from
Yeah, it's Newport. So he's only like 30 minutes away from us.
He's very local.
So. They doctored and made a hoax video, and it
also made fraudulent records, access, fake ID, did all sorts of fucking illegal
and
thing.
That went to Congress.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, the funny thing is, like the congressman, I forgot his name, who's like the head of the investigation. He put up this chart.
Yeah,
right.
From an anti Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, it turned out to be from an anti Planned Parenthood. He's like, is this chart accurate about how much abortions you do?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'd like to call your attention to the source. And like, he got embarrassed.
Yeah.
He
kept saying, I got this from your website.
And she's like, no, it literally says it there. And you know, and then he apologized.
Yeah, like, it's watermarked right there.
Yeah. So he, that tells us, right?
Yeah.
He believed that graph he found.
That's true. Because
he Googled it.
Yeah. And you're looking, I mean, you're really, because that's what you're looking for, right? You're looking for the rate. It's actually funny with the, this is a little bit off topic, but FIFA, right, with the whole investigation going on with them, the vice president, this guy from, I think it was from Trinidad and Tobago, he's getting indicted in a lot of things. And he put out a video citing that that FIFA would start another World Cup summer series in America. And he quoted it, right? But it was an Onion article. The vice president of FIFA quoted an Onion article.
Or how about, how about a fantastic example about this is WebMD syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, everyone Googles, like, or looks up on WebMD their issues and their symptoms, and they end up, like...
They all have hysterical pregnancy.
Yeah, they all have hysterical pregnancy.
I've had cancer.
Or they all have, like, typhoid. I know, really. These diseases that no longer exist anymore. It's like, oh, my God, I got polio. I got the bubonic plague.
I looked up why I sweat so much, and it said I have cancer.
You know what I mean? But it's like, you don't go to the doctor. Now, understandably so. Like, I'm not saying we should distrust all doctors, but there are times when you should be suspicious of doctors. Over medication, for example, something that happens with doctors quite a bit. I've had experiences with this with family members, right, where they just prescribe medicines based off the fact that they, you know, these people sold medicines to them, and they kind of make a little bit of a profit.
Yeah, no, the farm. Don't even get me started on pharmaceutical effect.
So yeah, suspicious. But on the same note, WebMD doesn't replace your doctor. Your doctor is still, at the end of the day, the expert.
Yeah.
You should doubt. You should second guess. You have your reasoning mind to be able to push back. But that doesn't mean you can go to WebMD. But this is what I'm talking about, right? The nature of knowledge and information.
I brought up the WebMD thing to this doctor, and he's like, yeah, because, you know, like, I spent fucking all this time in school, put myself in debt just so a fucking internet website could tell you what's actually wrong with you without me having to check you or anything.
Right.
You know, clearly, you have butt. Cancer.
You were about to say butt plug, weren't you?
Yeah, you were.
I heard the blue start.
I was going to say butt plagues. Yeah. There's no such thing as butt plagues.
So. No, he was going to say butt plug. I'm with you there, dude.
We caught him again!
I knew it.
I knew it. Sodomite! Technically, you're a catamite. Catamite?
Catamite's a receiver.
What? What's wrong with you? Why are you always trying to, like, shame me by saying, like, I'm gay or
I'm not shaming you. I like to shame your perversion.
Yeah, see? You're just messed up.
Well, if you came out as bisexual or gay, I'd be the first to accept you. But your perversion I will never accept.
Anyways.
No one can.
Yeah. But no, the same thing
with... There is no mercy for you.
Same thing with all these
only
fucking...
the pit.
False flag theories, like, oh, everything was an inside job.
Everything's an inside job. San Bernardino was an inside job.
They're trying to take away our
gifts. Well, no, that was the only one that wasn't an inside job. Muslims thought it was an inside job. But then the non-Muslims like, that one's real. But Sandy Hook, actors.
Well, yeah, I know they do that. The actors, they this picture here and this picture here.
It's the same woman.
That's what I understand. I'm like,
someone debunked it.
Some,
it's hilarious.
If you think there's some big, giant government behind the scenes or the Illuminatus behind you, do you really think they'd be this stupid
that you could just say that?
Yeah, the same person. Oh my God, look, if these two people happen to put this two different pictures together, we're screwed.
Aha, Matt
the
Damon.
What kind of shit is
Matt
this?
Matt Damon was involved in all of it.
But here's the thing. Then you throw into this trolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people who deliberately doctor photos, deliberately alter tweets, who do this type of stuff, and then what they say is taken as fact.
Oh yeah, like people.
So Donald Trump is an example of a person who retweeted and a picture.
The white supremacist picture, right?
He retweeted a picture of Megyn Kelly with Abdullah bin Talal.
Yeah, not bin Talal, Bill Walid.
Yeah, Walid bin Talal.
Yeah, okay. So he tweeted it out. This photo. It turned out to be a doctored photo, a Photoshop of him at a different event and her at a different event. And he was talking about how he was trying to take on Fox News.
Of course.
Fox News is owned by Saudi Arabia. It does own a small share of Saudi. Saudi Arabia does own a small share of Fox News. And bin Talal called his ass out. Walid called his ass out. He's like, it's a fake photo. I've bailed your ass out twice. This is going to be a third time? So he called him out on that.
Well, he retweeted a photo. Did you see that other photo?
The white supremacist one?
Yeah, no, it was Bernie in a gas chamber. And it was like,
oh God,
it was like him holding on to a switch with like a uniform on. And then, and then you clicked the actual link was from like a white supremacist Twitter.
But this is fascinating.
I don't mean to defend Donald Trump here, but there's people that doctor shit that's like, Trump said, if I were ever to run for a president, I'd run as a Republican because those people are stupid and easy manipulated. He never said that.
No, he didn't.
That's true. Hey, they're bad on both sides.
I know. Yeah. He's also never said that Africans are any good at sex and like labor, so we should make them all slaves.
No, but here's the thing. The point is not which side is doing it. It's not a side thing. It's the nature of information that we're questioning, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens if if not only do you have bad sources, right, like we were talking about earlier, but you have deliberately misconstrued sources, like trolls. So it's one thing to get your facts wrong. It's one thing to go to an anti-Planned Parenthood website and think it was Planned Parenthood, right? It's like, it's one thing to not do your due diligence. It's another thing to be trolled, right? So like, when you have groups of people who deliberately use misdirection and misinformation as a strategy of resistance or activism or whatnot, right? So what does this what does that tell us about the nature or the transient nature or the vulnerable nature of information online?
Yeah,
an example of this I told V earlier, right, is something that a friend of mine, a colleague of mine does. Whenever a midterm comes around, right, mm-hmm. or a final, he does a test. The week before, he goes on to Wikipedia and he looks up all the IDs or terms that are associated with the test, and he makes deliberate changes in them that are wrong, so that if they show up on the test, he knows that the person didn't read the book, they got it from Wikipedia. Now, never mind the fact that there's probably some poor kid like that's not even taking the class across the country who's trying to do his homework assignment and he gets it wrong thanks to him, right? But that tells us, if you can log on to Wikipedia and just change it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know anything about Wikipedia or how it works, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right. You made your own Wikipedia page.
Even though there's a Wikipedia page on me.
Yeah, I made it of you. It says you're a bald Afghan porn star.
I hate your guts.
Into sadomasochism.
Sadomasochism.
Masochism.
Masochism. Wow.
But that's an example, right? Wikipedia is such a flexible thing. Again, I don't know much
about... Like your sexuality.
I don't wait for that for a while.
I don't know much about it, but technically, could, from what I know, as long as you're a contributor, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not vetted. They're not like any experts or as
take
far
shit
as
off at times.
But they
took off your Wikipedia page about you being an Afghan porn star.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Wikipedia. I appreciate appreciate you correcting errors in Diz's ways.
I don't know. You know, Diz has some other websites that I'm sure that he's put your name on too.
Yeah, you're on all sorts of mailing lists, buddy.
So I'm just saying that if you can. If you can edit the internet, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Where does that leave us? Or what happens when a blog is considered as important as like an expert's article?
Shut up. My blog is important.
I'm just saying.
But right? You have a blog and you claim to be an expert.
Yeah, but I am an expert, right? And I actually write outside of my blog. So like I have verified articles. But the question we have to ask, right, is like, what happens when you start quoting that blog? We see it all the time on Facebook, right?
Yeah, it happens a lot.
I hate Obama.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm.
Breitbart.
Right.
Breitbart's the worst of
They're
it.
They're like, look!
Yeah.
Obama's secretly a racist.
Black people are the worst.com.
Yeah, it's like, oh, look, they come up and that is considered fact, right? Have we reached that point where we no longer can distinguish? Like, is misinformation the new
information?
The new norm?
Yeah, no. It's stupid. Oh, I refuse.
Is misinformation the new norm?
It's dumb. I refuse to believe that a picture with Kermit the Frog drinking Lipton tea is going to tell me anything about life.
But here's the thing. We spread more memes than we do articles.
Yeah.
Look,
like, how often do you see an a political article or a political argument on Facebook or Twitter and it has a meme? And the meme is used as like a way of presenting the facts.
Yeah.
Well, right? Obama, da-da-da-da-da. You know, Cruz. It's not an article. It's not like even a commentary. It's just a meme.
But they have like meme videos now, like Al Jazeera Plus. It's like they have little meme videos.
Yeah,
BuzzFeed has little meme videos.
So that's a different thing. It's like enabling. It's using that technology to spread nuggets of information. So it takes information.
You know what it is? It's because people in our society are too stupid to actually go out and want to look up the facts. That's what it is. We're too stupid. We're too lazy. So we need it all in little fucking short form bullet points and just give it to us. And we don't care where you get it from. Just fucking give it to us.
Give us little nuggets of fact.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all they want. Like, I want to sound cool if I have to debate someone. So tell me, bullet points. Bullet point it for me.
So this is what I'm thinking. It is that the knowledge sorting is a real thing.
Yeah, people get their information from us.
So we're not knowledge processing anymore. We're literally knowledge sorting. We're just looking for little nuggets that justify and verify and agree and buttress our own prejudices.
Look, don't ever quote me. If you're ever going to like debate someone about something, don't ever quote me because I don't know where the fuck I got my information from. Don't quote him either. He's not an expert on anything.
I'm more of an expert than you are.
You're not an expert on porn. I am. I fucking win this conversation.
You can't. You're not an expert on porn just by watching it.
Yeah, you can.
True.
I'm sorry. That's not how it works.
It is.
Like, in no area is that considered expertise. Even if you were a porn expert, it would be that you know something about its production, you know about its history, you know, like,
I know about its history.
You get some form of expertise. You're not watching it. That's like saying that because you watch football, You're now the MVP of fucking. Is it an MVP? What is it? The
most valuable player. I'm an expert on football.
You're a coach. No, you're now a million dollar coach.
You're nothing.
You're nothing.
You're an amateur.
I'm tired of your bullshit.
You're an amateur aficionado. That's what you can call yourself if you want to feel fancy. An amateur aficionado.
It's an ass aficionado.
You're not an expert in anything. You're literally a walking meme. You're full of ignorance and spite.
Fuck you. I don't like you. Jeez,
you guys are going at each other this whole time.
Bullshit. I'm tired of this fucking conversation. I quit.
It's because he was late today.
I'm done with this podcast.
15 minutes late.
You're giving misinformation to people.
Piece of shit. All right, so let's ask our Twitter followers and our Facebook followers and our listeners what they think about this. Do you think that the nature of knowledge has changed a little bit, right? Or, for example, if we go back to the Egypt example... have we always had some form of deep, strained ignorance in our societies? If we're constantly talking about Egypt being part of the Western world and it's proven over and over again not to be, and yet we still can hold on to that myth, what does that tell us about the nature of knowledge and the nature of us knowing things? Or do you think that things have radically changed with the rise of meme culture, the rise of social media, and you know, this info glut, as Mark Andronovich calls it?
Mark Andronovich.
Let us know what your thoughts are. And Diz, why don't you take us out?
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/currentlynerdy. Go on there, like our page, write in our wall, share our posts. We're on Twitter, @currentlynerdy. Hashtag of the week, #infoglut. No. Fuck it. Infoglut is the hashtag of the week.
#meme culture.
Yeah, #meme culture. Fuck it. Whatever you want to put it on there. #AskCurrentlynerdy, always going around. That's @currentlynerdy on there. Instagram, @currentlynerdy. Like our page, follow us. Follow our page, like our pictures, write some comments. Tumblr, currentlynerdy.tumblr.com. Reblog, retumble, write notes, do all the good Tumblr stuff. YouTube, we put out a new video, finally, of some Star Wars Force Awakens theories. Go on there and search Currently Nerdy, and you'll see that new video. Tell us what your favorite theory is, what your least favorite theory is, and give us the thumbs and the bums, and make sure you hit the subscribe button. We're on iTunes. Rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes as well. You probably already have, but if you haven't, make sure you're subscribed, you son of a bitch, and give us a 5-star rating because we want the algorithms to go up and more people to see our podcast. And if your friends don't like iTunes, currentlynerdy.com, best way to them to stream us. And if you want to get a hold of B, let them know they can get a hold of you.
Of course, you can find me on my website at thesandwichslayer.com. I just released a new article about my experience running with the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain. A lot of fun stuff going on there. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at vytran214. That's VYTRAN214. Ali.
You can catch me on my website at alialomi.com, or you can find me on Twitter at AAOLOMIDiz.
You can find me everywhere in the worldwide interwebs at Dizbulla, DizBullah.
For everyone here at Currently Nerdy, thank you for tuning in. And remember, stay smart, sexy nerds.
Yeah, we love you.
What was that?
Lil Wayne.
Ow.